Tonight, it's Steve King and Johnny Putman's 21st Life After Dark Cheap Date New Year's Eve Extravaganza, live from the WGN Allstate Showcase Studio.
I hate when that happens.
Welcome. Welcome to the last evening, of 2015.
And we have, have we got people outside the Showcase studio.
Hey.
Let me turn on the street mic for a second. Everybody say hello.
Hello.
Happy New Year.
Wow.
I wish we could bring you all in here with us. I know. I'm sorry.
It's cold out there.
We'll look cold, just like you. It is cold out there.
Just kidding.
Okay. We have so much planned for the next, I can't believe, just two and a half hours?
No, it's more than that, because we're here till 2 o'clock in the morning. See, this is why we have separate checkbooks. Now you understand.
Hey, I'm in a different time zone. It's midnight somewhere in this world. We are going to do the countdown for you at 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, and we are actually out of here at 2 o'clock. For the other 20 years we've been doing the show, we stayed till 5 or 6 o'clock in the morning, but we got smart.
Yep.
This is show 4,000.
No, 6,000.
It's 6,000.
Yeah.
Again, we have
separate checkbooks.
What's a four and a six clear when you're talking a zero here or there? It's 6,455?
That's close, I think. I'm not sure. I'll have to double check that.
Wow, that's a lot. I mean, if it was 600, it's a lot. It's a lot of shows we've done, and we're pleased to be back here tonight for Patty Vasquez.
Yeah, baby.
And we're going to hear from Patty, too, tonight.
Yeah, Patty's going to check in. We may have some surprise people dropping in throughout the night. We will have hourly countdowns from New York and Chicago, of course. And we're going to check in with Orion, who I believe is somewhere in Arizona.
Yes.
Or Orizona, as it
in Orizona,
may
yes
have been renamed.
And we have this unbelievable vantage point. Agreed, everybody?
Yeah, good.
We are looking at that big star that is right over the Chicago River, and that sucker is going to be rising at midnight. And it's mighty impressive, I have to say that.
It is. This is a really good vantage point. And we didn't have to pay extra, too.
No. And this is easily the biggest crowd we've ever seen on this plaza or on Michigan Avenue for New Year's Eve.
Yeah. And we got a bunch of people. Ronnie Rice is in the house tonight.
Hello, Ronnie.
Hello, everybody.
And,
Happy New Year.
New Year. Keep your clothes on, son.
The singing blues waitress, Jamie Halaysia, is in
Jamie's
the studio
here
with us.
Jamie and Giles Corey, is with Jamie. Hello, Giles. We meet Giles for the first time tonight.
And a little later tonight, we're going to have two of the members of Empty Pockets
going
to be joining us.
Magoo is coming by. Magoo from Hello Dave. And we love him. And we're already getting requests for various songs that listeners want our guests to do tonight.
And the head of our cyber squad, Patrick Crispin, flew in from California.
Yeah.
And in the house. And of course, because he's here from California, we're going to send him out at midnight in the cold.
What?
And his wife, Christine, who's here to keep him out of jail tonight. But I'm not so sure that's going to happen because she's so excited because what did Alabama do, Christine?
We won.
Woohoo!
What was that score, Christine?
38 to nothing.
Yes.
You know, I hate to say it.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Roll Tide!
Oh. I hate to say it, but after all these years of hanging out with Patrick and Christine, we drunk the Kool-Aid.
Yeah, we're there. We're like, you're wearing red to celebrate.
We're sitting at now. Anytime Alabama plays, we have to watch, and we're rooting for Alabama. So
yeah, we did drink the Kool-Aid. You're right.
Tom Appel is here from Consumer Guide.
Hello, Tom. And, yes, and his wife Jill, who baked us some gluten-free goodies tonight. Mm-hmm. Oh, also with us tonight is our doctor, Dr. Dyke.
Dr. Dyke is here tonight.
Yes.
He's the man who's made it possible for Johnny to walk upright.
No kidding.
Thank you. I should thank you, Dr. Dyke, for making me feel so good. Thank you.
And we have some other people that are going to be stopping by in person and on the phone. And
on the other side of the glass is Craig Collins. So if you do call in tonight, be patient. We'll try to get to you. Excuse yourself, Patrick. But Craig is on the other side of the glass. And we want to thank the folks at Lou Malnati's for catering our
event
tonight.
Bless you, Lou Malnati's.
Yes. They took care of everybody.
All kinds of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza. Bless you, Lou Malnati's.
No, I'm sorry. We don't have any pizza. I lied. I am so sorry. Do not eat pizza in this studio, please. Take it outside.
Yes, I think the people out on the street are about to turn on us very quickly. It's going to get very, very nasty. So but we're here till 2 in the morning.
We are.
And you can jump in on the phone calls if you would like to.
And you can text us all night long. I've been answering texts, people saying, well, okay, when does the show start? It has officially started, folks, and we appreciate your texting us. And you can do that at 312-981-7200, and that's the number to call if you'd like to be on the air as well.
And that's the number that Rich called from Las Vegas, Nevada. Hey, Rich, how you doing?
Hey, Steve. Hey, Johnny.
Hi, Rich. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Well, thank you. What are you doing in Vegas?
I'm doing nothing. Staying at home.
You should tell your wife to do something about that cough. That does not sound good.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's my daughter's dog.
Oh, I see. Well, we saw your brother at the Ides of March concert just a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, I know.
Yes.
And he said for me to call you, so I'm doing what I'm told to.
You're a good brother.
Well, I have to ask you, Rich, go ahead and make us feel bad. What is the temperature in Las Vegas right now?
Okay. Temperature tonight, I wrote this down, so temperature is at midnight, see, but about 37 degrees.
Ooh.
Wow.
In Vegas?
Yeah.
Wow.
In Vegas, yes.
Wow.
The winds will be calm, 4 to 10 miles an hour, so they will shoot off fireworks.
Mm-hmm.
Anything above 10 miles an hour, they won't.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be 7 casinos that are shooting them off on the strip.
Wow.
All the way from the MGM to the Stratosphere.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's going on here.
That's a big time. Well, Happy New Year to you, and thank you for checking in. It's fun to keep up with you, Rich. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Take care.
Thanks a lot, Rich.
Bye-bye now.
A lot of people check. We have no idea who is going to be checking in tonight, but there is this one lady who was nice enough to let us hang out and take over her show for this, what would have been this is the 21st anniversary of our Cheap Date Life After Dark New Year's Eve party.
Right. You don't need to pay a cover charge, and you don't need to be concerned about what you wear.
Yeah.
That's what we're all, right. Ronnie says, so I don't have to wear clothes. Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
We want to say Happy New Year to Miss Patty Vasquez.
Hey, Patty.
Merry New Year. Hello.
Hello.
You sound great. Hello. It's 24 degrees in Jefferson Park,
Yes. Well, I think it's every bit of that out on Michigan Avenue. And you know how it is doing the show here every night. When you look out at those poor cold faces, you go, okay, I'm just going to sit behind the computer screen here and hide.
Yeah, but on Michigan Avenue, people are out because they want to have a good time.
That's true.
It'll be fun.
It's going to be a great time.
So Patty, every New Year, there are different traditions that have to happen. Do you have a particular New Year tradition? You have to start the year by doing what?
Well, I always, for the last decade or so, I've actually been in comedy clubs or in theaters doing comedy. And thank you for reminding me why I'm happy to be home this year with all the noisemakers at the beginning of your show. Because in the comedy clubs, they would hand those out to people on the way in.
Yes.
So, invariably, you know, people would use those as rim shots or whatever.
Yeah.
But every New Year's, I would call my parents from stage.
Oh.
And, New Year, Happy New Year at midnight. That was always my thing, was to call my mom and dad. And then last year, obviously, calling my mom because we lost my dad.
Mm-hmm.
But I always wanted to check in with my family. And tonight, we're spending the evening and watching It's a Wonderful Life of all things.
Oh,
that's cool.
Yeah. And listening to the show, too.
Yeah.
And listening to the show.
Because if you don't listen, we'll talk about you on the radio. Okay.
And
2015
was a great year for you.
It was.
Oh, boy.
It was, it's been such a fun year. It was surprising. You know, it's one of the things where you just kind of, you know, you keep showing up for the work. And sometimes that pays off. And that's been a fun thing this year.
Well, can we also mention, though, because you've talked about this, that your show may very well become a reality in 2016, your television show.
A sitcom based on my life. Yeah, we actually just got the notes back from ABC Studios today that they like our script.
Wow.
And we should know in the next few weeks if we go to pilot or not. So, yeah, thank you.
And if I had anything to say about this, you would be the star of your own show.
Absolutely.
As I've said from day one, you're beautiful, you're so talented, and it's your story, so why not?
But how weird is it to get notes from ABC wanting to tweak your own life?
Yeah, well, I know. But, you know, in a half-hour comedy, you've got 23 minutes to tell your story in between commercials. So how do you do that in the most effective and funny way? Yeah. So they've been very positive about actually letting us stay true to you know, who I am, I guess. So I can't complain. There's a whole network saying we want you. So
it's good.
But yeah, I'm not going anywhere. People, and look, you guys, you're filling in for me. I have been filling in for you guys. I've been holding on the fort.
No.
Incredible show you created, Overnight Radio, was created by you guys. So thank you so much. Well,
but Patty, we have to stop meeting like this. We have to be in the same place at the same time.
That's right.
One of these days.
I know. I missed you a few weeks ago when I had to be in Los Angeles. And I've heard you on everyone else's show. I'm like, they're supposed to be on my show.
Well, thank you for letting us do this tonight. It's really a kick.
Like I said, you're letting me do my show. So
thank you
so much for everything you've done.
Before you get out of here, is there a superstition other than the tradition? Is there a superstition? Because we've got three ginormous bags of grapes in here. Because I'm a very superstitious woman, and at midnight, everybody has to eat 12 grapes.
Now, why do we have to do that?
Because that's for good luck. It's one for...
But how drunk was the person who first said, it's midnight, you have to eat 12 grapes or something?
Hey, it's better than some of the other traditions, like you have to have new underwear, and you have to wear that new underwear on the outside of your clothes.
Ah, nice.
I didn't require that everyone do that. So, so the guy's outside trying to show me his underwear.
By the way, everybody, and Patty's used to me jumping in and saying this, I think we need to take a break if we're going to hit that 11 o'clock.
About that?
Okay.
Happy New Year, Craig. Thank you so much, Steve and Johnny.
Thank you, Patty. Happy New Year. Love you. Good night.
Bye.
Honey, you just put your lips together and blow.
I think there's a duck in here.
Yeah, really. I'm Johnny Putman. He's Steve King. But we look the same on the radio, as we like to say. Of course, we're being streamed live tonight.
For those of you who don't know, you can go to WGNRadio.com and you can see what's going on here. Just click on the live video stream, and there are four cameras that are positioned throughout the studio. And you can even see Don Norton, and you can see
Roger Badish.
Roger Badish.
Later on tonight.
And everybody.
We're going to see a whole lot of Roger, I'm told.
Yes, yes.
But that's after midnight. Yes. We have surprises. A listener, Rich from Brookfield, just sent me a ginormous text with a picture of the Vita herring in real sour cream. He says, this is what I do for good luck in the new year at midnight. And as I said to Rich, that was a little expensive for me to buy for everyone just to have them to go, ew, I'm not eating that. So,
which is exactly what we would have done. Yeah. All together now, 1, 2, 3.
Ew!
I'm not eating that.
Sounds good to me, baby.
Yeah, leave it to Ronnie.
Sounds
you know,
good
our
to
human jukebox says, I'll eat it. Sure, bring it on.
Okay. Sorry.
Ronnie Rice is in the house. He's going to be singing some songs for us later on tonight. And we just have a whole lot planned.
Yeah, so stick around. 312-981-7200 is the phone number.
Oh, can we sneak in line one real quick?
Okay,
I know we've got to take a break for that midnight countdown in New York City.
Hi there, line one. This would be Don.
Don. Hi, Don.
Hi, Johnny. Other window.
I thought that was you.
Minute.
Yes, he's standing outside the window.
You remember me the last time I looked at you through this glass?
It was cold.
Uncle Bobby was in that chair. It was about as cold as it is now, and you invited me in.
I sure did, foolish woman that I am. I went outside and brought you inside.
And that was on a Friday morning, right?
That was a Friday morning,
that was
right,
on a Friday morning.
Yeah. That was
in
a fun
February.
Morning. Wasn't that a different kind of setup, too, where Bob was kind of sitting on high on a perch, and we all sat down kind of at his feet, literally, right, Don?
Yep, and you still had the traffic map on the wall.
We had the big traffic map on the wall. I know people think I'm being facetious when I say that, but that studio was set up in such a way that where I'm sitting now, it was on a riser so you could look out on the street. And all of us peons, these worker bees, right, Don? We sat around that person who was sitting on that high place and kind of sat at their feet. But Don was a great guy. I brought him in here, and how many years ago was that?
Probably like 86 or 87.
Wow. Wow, you look fabulous. Isn't radio great? We all look great.
And I hate to do this, but I'm going to jump in and say we have to hit a break because
Happy
New Year. One of our countdowns is going to be from New York, and that's going to be coming up in a couple minutes. Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio, and we're going to bring in Don Norton because, Don, we're going to check in with the New York countdown.
Yeah, there we are.
Okay, well, this news is sponsored by victoryautorecords.com. So, we, as we always promise,
we have countdowns from every time zone.
And there goes the ball. Yeah, the party in full swing in New York. The world-famous ball drop is underway. Here is the sound. Is flying in New York City's Times Square. A million people, they say, gathered around the dropping ball to now celebrate 2016.
That's right. It's the return of Steve King and Johnny Putman for the 21st Life After Dark Cheap Date New Year's Eve Extravaganza live from the Allstate Showcase Studio. Now back to Steve King and Johnny Putman's 21st Life After Dark Cheap Date New Year's Eve Extravaganza.
Steve, you have exactly 3 hours to master that noisemaker.
I'm doing the best I can.
You're as red as your shirt. We have so much planned for this next hour, and we're going to be here until 2 o'clock in the morning. You can get a hold of us at 312-981-7200. You can text us at that number. A man just sent me a text of a ginormous herring. I guess it could be worse. I think that's a herring. Uh-oh, I feel like I should look away now.
Yes, is that his herring, or is he just... Never mind. Well, we mentioned that we're going to have some surprise guests dropping in from time to time, and... One of them is, that's interesting.
Is that the machine that was supposed to be working
well? That's the machine
that
was supposed to be working real well.
Surprise,
all of a sudden it decided not to work.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay, Ronnie, give us a couple bars of vehicle just to get us started, okay?
See, now I was going to surprise him.
Well, the CD's not working, so... Yes, in fact, that's a little vehicle because we have.
Is that a hint?
No.
Who's on?
That would be your...
Ronnie, that was a good version.
Wasn't it? Yeah.
This would be your Jim Peterick from the Ides of March. Hey, Jim, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Stephen, Johnny. Man, Ronnie, that was awesome, man.
Oh, you're nice. Thanks, Jimmy.
Well, did
you? I
wrote it a couple weeks ago.
Wait a minute.
Oh, wait a minute.
I thought I wrote that.
Oh, you did. Oh, my, I forgot. I'm getting old.
Did you guys have a good New Year's Eve dinner?
Oh, it was so awesome. Yeah, Colin, Meredith, me and Sharon over at Tallgrass in Lockport. Oh, my God. Just incredible.
Wait. That was Tallgrass in Lockport. Just in case they would like to invite us out there. Tallgrass. In Lockport.
Maybe we'll get a free meal next year.
That's right.
Coming with us. But, you know, we just caught up on the year, and, you know, it's been a great year.
Oh, it has been a great year.
You know, and you guys are so amazing, and I love you guys. I just wanted to say hello, you know.
Well, thank you.
Well, and thank you for having us up to your Christmas show. We had a ball with that. That was so much fun.
Oh, you know, when you played that song, I thought it totally rocked. I wish you were on the record. Maybe we'll overdub you for coming up to you.
Well, I'm his manager. You'll have to call me, okay?
You have to talk to my people, Jim.
That's right.
Wait a minute, Johnny. You can play accordion.
No. You want that song to do something, to go somewhere. You want people to want the song. You don't want accordion on it. No.
Oh, well, besides, you set that on fire anyway. So
that's right. I burned my accordion, so that's history.
By the way, can I throw something quick in? I thought about it. I remember, Jimmy, you were on the show one night on GN here with the guys, and all of a sudden I remember hearing there was a song, but they were using Christmas bells. This is a Christmas.
Yes.
You know, a ding, ding, ding. Guess what song they were doing? And this was, I'm talking about a major television program. And the theme of it. Huh?
Which one?
Do you remember the name of the TV show? Because I called it in, and I can't think of what it was. But they were they're using Eye of the Tiger with the...
Oh, yeah, with the Christmas bells.
Right.
Yes.
And I'm trying to remember. I forgot the name of the show.
Well, he got a check for it, so it
sound
doesn't
like
matter.
It,
it doesn't matter.
it was amazing.
Well, Jim, you...
I remember that. Yes, Johnny. What's going on?
We understand that you're going to turn into a pumpkin at midnight, so we're going to let you get your beauty rest. No, in your case, you with your purple hair, that would clash. That would not be good.
But before we let you go, we have to ask you, what New Year's tradition do you have to observe every year?
Well, it's making a list of all the highlights and lowlights of the last year.
Wow.
And Karen and I get together, we're going to do it tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And all the accomplishments and all the things we could do better. And we try to learn from it. And yet we celebrate the good stuff.
Well, that's great, Jim. Well, Happy New Year and hugs to Karen and your whole family. And we'll see you in the new year for sure.
And now I got to do it for real. Great God in heaven. I love Stephen Johnny.
Thank you, Jim.
Happy New Year,
Jim. Happy New Year.
Love you guys.
Tall grass.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Good night.
That is one of the truly nice guys in the business.
He's so
Jim Peterick is just the best. Well, you are sitting there with your guitar.
Yeah.
So I think we ought to shut up and let you do a little bit of what you do.
All of you guys do it with me. Kitchen and I'm dialing out pots and pans. Yeah, I get out of that kitchen, dialing out pots and pans. I said I roll my breakfast and I'm a hungry man. Here we go, everybody got it now. I said shake,
rattle and roll.
Oh, come on. Forget about it, I'm going outside. They can do a better job out there. Yeah. All right, you guys singing. You guys shut up. All right, no. I say it, shake.
Rattle and roll.
Now you got it. I say it, shake.
Rattle and roll.
I say it, shake.
Rattle and roll.
Woo. I say it, shake.
Rattle and roll.
Yeah, and you never do nothing to save that doggone soul. Well, I believe you're dumb and wrong, and I know. I believe you're dumb and wrong, and I know. I said the more I may love, the faster my money go. Here we go again, baby. I said shake.
Rattle and roll.
I said shake.
Rattle and roll.
Yeah, I said shake.
Rattle and roll.
Woo, I said shake.
Rattle and roll.
Yeah, you know, you never do nothing. Tell doggone soul.
Woo!
Right. Nice job, you guys.
I hope you didn't hurt yourself there.
Yeah, I did, actually. No. I need a hamburger to make me feel better.
Would pizza do? That's all I can ask.
Why that?
Would pizza do? It'll make you feel much better, right?
Well, you would. Okay. Hey, you know what I'm saying?
We're going to take a quick break.
Yeah, we're going to let Roddy recover, and we'll take a quick break.
Thank you.
And be back with more. So stay with us at WGN.
Now back to Steve King and Johnny Putman's 21st Life After Dark Cheap Date New Year's Eve Extravaganza.
Never get old watching you try to master a piece of cardboard.
Oh. Why do you get so quiet all of a sudden?
Because we're all in awe of Steve's performance.
Actually, you know, Steve's actually getting serious about that a little more.
I know.
You may give lessons on that pretty soon.
Or not. Well, you're sitting there with your guitar, so why don't we ask you to do a few more things?
Ronnie Rice in the house.
Only to help you because you're so nice.
No, only because we've got you locked in a room with 20 people and a crowd outside.
Crazy. Well, they can sing along, too, if they know the song.
Okay.
Because that's always been what I love, to have everybody sing along, if they know it. And if you don't know it, sing it anyway. What do I care, right? Sit here watching Matchbox over my clothes. I just sit here watching Matchbox over my clothes. He ain't got no match, but I sure got a long way to go. I'm an old poor boy, I'm a long, long way from home. I'm an old poor boy, long, long, long way from home. I never been happy, cause everything I ever did was wrong. You don't want my peaches, honey, please don't shake my tree. You don't want my peaches, honey, please don't shake my tree. Bad news, boy, baby, I'm living here to me and all. Oh. Good. Let's do it again. Hey, I'm just kidding. Thank you, guys. Hey, that's
nice.
Good.
Nice.
Go up to here. That was good. Thanks, Steve. Thanks, Johnny. Thanks, everybody.
You had a great crowd outside.
Thanks, everybody.
They were rocking and rolling.
Happy New Year.
You. Hey, everybody out there. And all bundled up nice and warm. I'm posting pictures so you can see our vantage point from inside here outside. Hello, everybody.
Happy New Year.
All right, the person in the yellow scarf there. I'm sorry, I've got a reflection. So, where are you from? Chicago? Are you from... You, in the yellow scarf. You're the only one with the yellow scarf on.
Harvey?
All right, Harvey. Gentleman next to her, where are you from?
Batavia, Illinois.
All right, Fox Valley. Yeah. The lady in front of the microphone?
Villa Park,
well represented. Gentlemen.
Lombard.
Okay, nice.
We have a Kentucky fellow.
Kentucky.
Yeah, came up from Chicago.
All right.
Okay.
Anybody else from out of state?
Texas.
Florida. All right.
Wow.
We've got two folks here from California, Southern California. We're sending them outside at midnight, so be there to make them warm, okay? Thank you guys for coming out tonight and stopping by the Showcase Studio. Thank you.
That's a little bit of the sounds of the street on Michigan Avenue,
it's
which is
great.
Jammed with people.
Yeah. We have never, in all the years we've done the show from the Showcase Studio, had a crowd like, right, Patrick?
That's true.
Never had a crowd this large.
And I got to say that Chi-Town Rising Star really does look kind of cool.
Yeah. I'm impressed. I mean, it's turning all different colors, and I'm actually impressed that my new phone is taking decent pictures of it.
Do other states have that? Cities have that?
No, this is a thing that is pretty unique to Chicago.
It's unique to Chicago. New York, of course, has the big ball that drops in Times Square.
Right, but hey, we've
then
seen that.
You can go places, and they're dropping possums in a town in.
Say it one more time.
In Arkansas, possums.
Drop it. What did you just say?
Possums.
Dropping possums.
Opossums. It's not code. It's for real. You'd think that
that's
PETA,
cold, man.
You think that
nice.
PETA would get down there and say, you don't treat a possum that way.
No
kidding. And then in our place in Panama City Beach,
Panama
Florida.
Panama City Beach, Florida, they have a, it's kind of a beach ball drop.
They're
going to
be, well, actually, they're going to be dropping 1,000 beach balls at midnight tonight, which.
I think it's more than that.
Can
really.
Get really ugly because people will kill you for a beach ball. You know, they'll just run right over you.
And this is this area, Pier Park, which is not too far from our vacation home in Panama City Beach, Florida. It's become one of the vacation destinations of the state of Florida.
Oh, there's a thing called Disney, but that's second.
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
When you've got a shopping center like we have.
But there's a lot of different things that are going on throughout the country in different time zones. We're going to be checking in with some different time zones.
So
and
if you
people.
Nod off and you wake up and you say, dang, it's already the new year, stick around because we'll have a
countdown. Because that's what everybody says. Dang, it's already the new year. So.
You say dang?
Yeah.
Hey. I'm hosting this show.
We got a southerner here.
Oh, that's right.
Sorry about that, baby.
And we're cleaning it up for the radio, Ronnie.
Is
right?
that what it is?
Yes.
Oh, good point.
And again, we should mention that you can see us streaming video. Go to WGNRadio.com. You can see the streaming video. Also, on our Facebook page, a lot of people jumping in there, too. And go to Facebook.com/TheSteveAndJohnnyShow. And if you want to find all the places we hang out on the internet, go to steveandjohnny.com, and that's Johnny is spelled J-O-H-N-N-I-E. Mm-hmm. And because we're on Twitter and Facebook.
We're everywhere.
And all the ships at sea. And you can also check in with our schedule and find out some of the things we're going to be doing over the next several weeks and months.
Coming Tuesday.
Coming Tuesday.
Yes.
We're going to be at, the radio station, but it's a... It's a wonderful public radio station, WDCB, at 9:15 this Tuesday, 9:15 in the evening. We're going to be joining Lily Kuzma, who hosts the Folk Festival show.
She's going to interview us about our book, A Little More or Less, which is a good cue for Ronnie if we could get his attention. Ronnie, who does not read.
No, wait, I just saw some people outside that.
That you know?
They want to take a picture.
Oh, so he's just going to lean over there and pose for them.
Hello.
You know what?
Hello.
We're going to bring a tire in here for Ronnie and let him just sit in it like we're at Lincoln Park at the zoo, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, guys.
You missed your cue when we were talking about we're going to be on the radio talking about our book, and you were supposed to say, I don't read very
often.
No, that's
not a cue. Hold on, Sam. I was just telling Steve and Johnny in the car how great the book was. When we were coming up here, because I'm not a reader. I hate doing anything that means work's involved. And for me, it was when I was younger. But this thing kept my interest, this book. And I didn't know as much as I found out about Les. And I think the way you guys did it, and again, I'm not doing it just to be nice. That's part of it. But the reality is, I really enjoyed the book.
Thank you.
And
thank
it kept
you.
Me interested. I thought, you know, again, learning things about Les Paul I didn't know. And even, again, the way it moved kept my interest. It takes a lot to keep my interest, believe
we
me.
We know. Yeah, we've known you for a long time.
It was really cool. I think it's a great book.
Well, thank you for saying that.
Thank
and for
you.
People that don't know what we're talking about, we should mention that we wrote a book. It's called A Little More Less. And it is a hardcover book, a four-color hardcover book.
This is
a lot of pictures, thank goodness.
I'll hold it up for people who are streaming at home. This is what it looks like.
There you go.
And you can go to WGNRadio.com/LesPaulBook, and you can order the book.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of memories from pictures and memories and conversations from an 18-year-old friendship that we were very fortunate to have with Les Paul.
Can I say one thing about it? Mm-hmm. I know, Les Paul, how close you guys were to him, which I didn't even realize saw the book. And I guess obviously when he picks someone that close and he becomes a friend, and I mean a friend, I remember being at your house and I saw something Les Paul gave you. Can I say what it was?
Sure.
you showed a guitar that Les Paul was a little kid, and when he had that guitar, and he gave that to you guys. Yep. What does that say? That's amazing.
Yeah, we were blown away the night that Les did that. And there are some pictures of that guitar and the story of that guitar in the book, too.
Thank God for those pictures. That's all I'm saying.
I would like to suggest, if the publishers are listening right now, when the second printing comes around, we want a blurb on the cover. Ronnie Rice says, it held my interest.
It sure did.
That's all I want, okay?
Yes, and that was no food involved.
We are going to take no food involved. That would be in parentheses. We're going to take a quick break and come back. We're here with you until the wee hours on New Year's Eve. We got the midnight countdown coming up in just about 30-some-odd minutes. So stay with us on WGN. Got loose in here.
Did you notice? Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I'm getting a buzz in my pants when that happens. I don't know what that is.
Too much information, Ronnie.
Oh, yeah, that could
all be, right, Steve. By the way, this is the Patty Vasquez show, and she allowed
us. Blame Patty.
That's right. She said, sure, I want to stay home with my family tonight. You guys go in there, celebrate your 21st time to do your Life After Dark, Cheap Date, New Year's Eve extravaganza from the Showcase Studio. And we're tickled to be here tonight. We got a full house. I mean, we have a full house. We had to lower the thermostat in here because it's really getting warm.
Yes, it is.
Steve, you broke out your guitar. Ronnie's got his guitar.
Magoo, oh, yeah, we got another guitar.
Magoo
hanging.
Ran out to get his guitar, too.
Good.
What you going to do?
What you going to do when the well runs dry? You go.
Okay, here comes Magoo.
Wait a minute. This is a good idea. You got your guitar.
Yeah, he can. In fact, you can scoot over here by me.
Now, here's the deal.
But Magoo, you need to be aware. He's detuned. So he's a full step down.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you don't want me to work, do you? Anyway.
I just tuned up from D.
Let's do this legit. Let's do the old cat that even Elvis did on a 68 special.
What's this?
You got me running. You got me high. You got me running, hide, hide, run anywhere you want me, let it roll. Yeah, yeah, baby. You got me doing what you want, baby, what you want me to do. Yeah, I'm gonna guitar, man. Go ahead, baby. Yeah. Thank you.
That was fun.
That was good stuff.
That was
so that was your Magoo and yeah. your Mr. King.
Back. Magoo, we got to take this trio on the road.
Or at least down the block, fun. Right?
Yeah,
we had a nice
yeah,
crowd least... out there that was rocking and rolling, too, you
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, people dancing out on Michigan Avenue. That was, Avenue.
Like
that was cool.
Yeah, they're all getting ready for the star. We have the greatest vantage point for that big old star on the outside of the Hyatt. It's going to go rising up. We don't know how far it goes. We don't know what happens, but it's been making all kinds of different...
colors.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty
kind
weird.
Of psychedelic.
I didn't expect that. Did you?
I know. I looked over my shoulders like, what's going on there?
Either that or somebody just lit it on fire. I have no idea.
A text comes in, and by the way, you can text us at 312-981-7200. Maggie from Chapel Hill, North Carolina says, happy to all. She has a question for Patrick. We're going to get Patrick in here and put him to work in a little bit. He's getting his coat on because he's going to go out on Michigan Avenue.
We are really sending the guy from Southern California out on cold North Michigan Avenue.
And he's going to report from somewhere out there because, I mean, this place is filling up and we have an ambulance out front with lights flashing and we have lots of police presence and we have a lot of bodies.
Speaking of a lot of bodies, may I suggest you look behind you?
Holly. Newsman Roger Patish is down here in a diaper.
we have been joined by the spirit of 2016 in
it's
the form
baby
of Roger Patish.
I've got a lot of commitments. I had to do this early.
Baby you know? New Year is here. Golly.
I think he's old enough for it.
You have to get a picture of Roger Patish.
Is that a Depends? He's wearing a giant diaper.
Now, Roger, you do realize that for 2016, this will be your new WGN radio promotional picture.
It is, yeah. They want us all to redo them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I figure I'll just stand in line now.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, baby New Year.
But we're going to be busy up in the newsroom. Now,
is that enough light, or do we want him over by the...
Roger, don't move. Just look this way.
But we want the Allstate studio. Let's get him over here.
Are you sure the Allstate folks want baby New Year?
Let's get him over here. Underneath the WGN radio.
Okay, Baby New Year, go right over there.
Right, we'll
did you know that Baby New Year dates back to the days of the Greeks? That they're the ones that started the whole concept of Baby New Year?
Really?
And we were going to have Father Time, but then when I did research, I found out that Father Time is supposed to die at the end of the night. And I thought,
we'd rather not have that happen.
Don't want that
to
happen.
How does Baby New Year make it before midnight if Baby New Year is not supposed to come out till midnight?
Well, it's a premature Baby New Year.
It's a New York Baby New Year.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Right.
Okay. All right, Rod.
But you guys are sounding great. This is fantastic.
Oh,
thank you. This
we're
is fun.
Keeping the midnight oil going up there. And
good.
Well,
keeping
good.
Company and keeping an eye on what's going on down here.
It's amazing.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
We've never seen this kind of a crowd. It is just crazy.
They were expecting 100,000. Originally.
Yeah.
Wow.
Then didn't they scale it back when they said, no, you're going to have to pay to go see it?
And that got knocked down to about 40,000.
Yeah.
Wow.
But if you think that this is just a portion, Wacker Drive on the south side of the river and Michigan Avenue,
here they come.
Yeah.
Well, as bad as the traffic was when we came down here, because we came down here. We left home at about 8 o'clock. We got down here around 8:30, and it took us about a half hour to get from the
Kennedy Expressway
over to the Tribune Tower.
Ohio.
I can only imagine what it is now.
It's there's still also the construction. So to try to make the switch over to some of the other expressways and to get onto Lakeshore Drive. Forget it.
I know this is radio and Roger's off mic, but there's so many people in the studio, we can't get Roger closer to the microphone.
I don't want my
he doesn't want to get
pin to go flying off somewhere.
No. Thank you, Baby New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Baby New Year. Thank you, Roger.
Happy New Year.
On that note, the voice in my head is telling me we need to take a break, so hit it, voice.
That's right, it's the return of Steve King and Johnny Putman for the 21st Life After Dark Cheap Date New Year's Eve Extravaganza, live from the Allstate Showcase Studio.
Hubba hubba!
It gets worse every time!
Oh, I tell you. I had my hearing was bad coming in.
This is to clear your sinuses.
Say what?
Wow. And the weird thing is, when I look at Ronnie across the console from me, behind him, I see this wave of humanity that is moving toward the big star that's hanging outside the Hyatt.
And Patrick Crispin is out there, too. We're going to talk with Patrick in a couple minutes. But we got time for
you got your guitar. Magoo's got his. Magoo's going to scoot over here. Ronnie, you going to take it again?
Well, why not, huh? Thank you for letting me do this, by the way. And thanks. It's great to be down here, by the way. Haven't done this since we did the show together years ago.
Yeah.
And this is a lot of fun. And you know what? I'm ready. I'm wheeling. I'm heaving. I'm rock and roll all night. I'm ready. Wheeling. I'm heaving. To rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby. We're going to rock. We're going to roll through the morning light. Now I'm ready. Mm-hmm. I'm able, I'm wheeling and I'm able to, you better come along with me. We're gonna rock and roll till the dawn by three. Talking on the phone and on my speed, don't send me no letter now cause I can't read it. Don't be long cause I'll be gone. We're gonna rock and roll all night long, I'm ready. I'm wheeling. I'm able to rock and roll all night, I'm ready. Really able to rock and roll all night. Come on, pretty baby. We're gonna rock, we're gonna roll till the morning light. Go ahead, baby. Guitars.
Oh, yeah. That was fun.
So we had Giles Corey move into Magoo's seat and Steve on guitar. And Giles is here with Jamie Holesha. And Jamie's going to sing a little bit later on. And Magoo's going to sing. And
this has turned into a real jam session.
Yeah,
I'm loving this.
We're going to have to go out on Michigan Avenue on a few. So let's take a break and we'll come back and find out what's happening as we get ready for the countdown to 2016.
We're gonna jump out to cold Michigan Avenue, where Patrick Crispin...
Well, wait a minute. It can't be too cold with all those people, literally thousands of people out there.
Patrick, where are you, and what is it like out there?
I am in a sea of humanity. The star has started to crawl up the Hyatt building. it's crowd is actually shoulder-to-shoulder from basically the Tribune Tower and the Wrigley Building across the river. And it is probably the largest crowd I've seen for a New Year since the millennium down on Navy Pier.
Yeah, you're right. You're on Navy Pier for the millennium. And I notice now that the police have Michigan Avenue blocked off, so people are standing in the street. Am I right?
And they're police are all over the place. The crowd is actually kind of quiet right now, but we're waiting for the star to get to the top of the building.
Oh, my goodness.
And by the way, thank you for sending the Californian out on the Michigan Avenue in the cold.
You had to blow.
Hey, Patrick, what are friends for?
That's right. We love you, Patrick. That's why you're out there.
Thank you.
And so, so the whole idea is the star is going to crawl up until midnight, and it gets to the top of the Hyatt at midnight. Is that how this works?
That's apparently what's going to happen, and there might be a countdown displayed on the star. We've seen different displays on the video display on it. So
it's kind of
slowly creeping up the building. It's sort of a King Kong-like thing.
Well, you're assessing that. Can I just say, get with your significant other here in the studio, because people are looking at each other like, where's my wife? Where's my husband?
Yes.
By the way, your wife is in here. She said you guys did the countdown at 11 o'clock, and since you're from California, you've got a couple more hours before your midnight, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
And I'm going to be curious to see how accurate their countdown is, because we have a digital clock here, and I'll give you the... We're coming up.
30, it's 29... 28,
27. No, we're at 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
What? We're going to go with... Oh, there it goes!
Cool. Oh, fireworks. Wow, that's a cool fireworks display. Happy 2016, everybody.
We weren't prepared with our noisemakers. We were all stunned when we saw the fireworks shooting up over the river. Beautiful, beautiful display. And we have one of the best seats in the house, I have to say that.
Exactly.
So, Patrick, the crowd out there is very quiet.
I'm
surprised. I think we're just enjoying the fireworks.
Yeah, well, that's great. I'm proud of Chicago. That is very cool.
Let me see if we can get a little more of the street sounds. Is there? Well, it is now officially 2016.
Happy 2016, everybody. Okay, we have champagne that's being passed around here. Magoo brought in a champagne that's actually made in Illinois, right? Grown and made here in Illinois. Cheers. Smells good, too. Thank you.
Well, happy 2016, and I think, should we go for the first newscast of
2016? Let's do that. Patrick, get yourself back into the studio where it's warm. And we'll say happy new year to everyone. We're going to be sticking around here till 2 o'clock in the morning.
Now back to Steve King and Johnny Putman's 21st Life After Dark Cheap Date New Year's Eve Extravaganza.
Wow. There is a... Honey, put the horn down. There is a...
You woke me up.
It's really wild to see this wave of people just moving.
There is just this wave of humanity out.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody on Michigan Avenue.
Happy New Year. Where are you from? Shout it out. Nice to meet you. Thank you. Happy New Year. Wow.
Oh, boy.
Our phone lines are also open if you can be patient. 312-981-7200. And you can text us. Uh-oh. We are told from a 919 area code that our live stream has died, and we've just ruined someone's New Year's Eve, Craig.
Well, I was wondering that, because I was just looking, and what I'm seeing on the live stream is not us. I thought, gee, I don't look like that. And
no.
Well, hopefully our engineers are listening to this right now, because they're the ones who can fix that sort of thing. But I'll tell them as well.
That's the new us for 2016, right?
Yes.
I'm the really thin brunette. I love that. Okay. Of course, I have a beard. That's a different story.
Yeah, well, there is that. Okay, they went to the we'll be right back. Okay, yes. So hopefully they'll fix it.
Well, speaking of calls, let's sneak in a call. I think we know who this is on line two.
Yeah, we want to go to Neil on line two. And have I got this
hang
right?
in there,
yes.
Neil.
Neil, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys.
It's our Neil. Happy New Year, Neil.
Yes.
Woo!
Yes,
Patrick is waving to you because it's radio, Neil.
I know. I can feel the waving happening all the way from Chicago. You know, as the WGN kid at the ripe age of 31 going on 32, I know, it's a really scary prospect. But
yes.
Here's the thing. I can feel that energy coming all the way from Chicago to my new residence in the great city of Detroit, Michigan.
Yes.
I know. My wife grew up here in Grosse Pointe, Michigan, and now I'm here practicing what I preach and getting a chance to be around all the great people all around the country. It's
and
kind of incredible.
You get a chance to be on the cusp of a city that's really changing for the good.
Yeah, obviously.
I know. It's incredible.
It is going to be wonderful, too.
Obviously, everybody knows some of the things that Detroit's gone through, but it's really starting to turn things around now. And
now that Neil's in town, hello, right?
Yeah.
Neil,
there you go.
It's been incredible. I've gotten a chance to experience it over the past few years with my wife, and it has been what is happening in downtown Detroit. I love Chicago. I grew up there, but man, is this an amazing city, and what's happening here, it's a great American comeback story that only can happen here in America. It's really incredible.
And it's also cool that you're closer to home, so we can get you to come back here more often. Neil, do us a favor. For people who are unfamiliar with you, the WGN Kid, and that's what his license plate reads, WGN Kid. What was your first New Year's Eve with us down here at the studio? How old were you?
Oh, man.
14?
I think it was in 1999.
That sounds right. Because we first met you. You were 12 when we first met you, right?
You were 12 when we met you, right? And then you were 14.
It was 14. I mean, I think that was the first one. My parents sent me down on the train.
They did.
From Buffalo Grove. And they diligently, you know, I think they even drove down that year because we couldn't ensure that we could get the train back and forth.
But I also remember one year, didn't they pop for a car to bring you down to hang out with us all night long? Yeah, that was pretty neat.
They did. I mean, this is a Chicago tradition, this cheap date New Year's Eve. This is a great thing, and I am so glad that WGN has you guys here on this night.
Because thank you.
This is a tradition.
Well, thank you, Neil. Happy New Year to you and to Christine and Magellan, your cat.
We loved your Christmas card.
We did. We signed it.
Yes, Magellan is sitting here right next to me. He is so excited to be on the radio with you guys.
Okay. Well, Happy New Year, Neil. And next time you're
Happy
back
New
in
Year,
town,
you
we
guys.
Want to see your face, okay?
Yes, best to you and Patrick. Patrick, hello.
He says hello.
Patrick is shouting hello.
Roll Tide.
Oh, right. Roll Tide. They won tonight. He's impossible.
Oh, boy, did they.
Yeah.
Over Michigan State, no doubt.
Oh, have a good one. Thank you. See you in 2016.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks, Neil.
That's our WGN kid. Yeah. He's all
grown
up.
We met him. He was 12 years old. We're doing a WGN pumpkin fest.
And he walked up with a pith helmet on. He always laughs because I'll never let him forget the fact he was wearing a pith helmet. And he had on a sweatshirt, and it had the names of every person that was on the radio. And we thought, whoa, he's a geek. He is really all. And we brought him up on stage, and we handed him a piece of copy. And that kid read that copy without missing a beat.
Fine.
And we said, we love him. Wow. Now, fast forward.
He was the first person that we ever heard about an iMac from.
Right. Because he was our Apple kid. He was all about Apple. Everything was Apple in his world. So we were convinced to buy, because he loved the Apple and it's so easy to use, we bought an iMac for my mother. Well, it just so happened it was a lemon. Now, are you ready for this? He called Steve Jobs, right, Patrick? He called his office and told them, he was 15 at the time.
Something like 15, yeah.
He said, you have to understand, I convinced them to buy this machine. We got into work. There was a message. I get goosebumps when I tell the story. There's a message from Apple. They said, take your machine to the nearest Best Buy. We'll see to it you get a working machine.
Yeah.
We said, how did that happen? Neil called. He's 15. Mm-hmm. He's calling Apple, telling them, get on it right now. He's a crazy
and
kid.
He went on to...
He was a Rhodes Scholar.
He went on to work for the White House. He was
his business card said...
At the pleasure of the president, he was handling the whole computer thing for the White
House.
We're
really proud of him. He's
a very cool kid.
You guys...
Guy. yes. Man.
Yeah. He's
Czar.
32.
I know.
Oh, my gosh. All right.
We're going to take a break. By the way, looking at the stream, that is not the live stream. If you go and you look at the live stream, that ain't us.
No.
Believe me. And you know the confusing thing? The person who looks like they're on, you know, hosting the show, they're wearing red and black, which is what I'm wearing tonight. Yeah. So it's it was confusing to me when I first looked at it.
What's even stranger? He's got a guitar, which doesn't normally happen.
Yes.
We're going to take a break. We will come back here on WGN. Happy New Year!
A very special Feliz Año Nuevo to everyone in San Luis Potosí, Mexico. Now back to the Steve and Johnny New Year's Eve special on WGN Radio in Chicago.
I was just thinking that. I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Hey, wait. Time out. Did everyone honey? Give me the horn. Give me the horn.
No, you can't have it.
Give me the horn.
You can't have it.
Did everybody eat their grapes? No. We drank champagne instead, right?
See, drank that's my problem. I didn't eat a grape. That's the problem.
No, your problem is you didn't drink any champagne either.
Well, there too. We want to bring in another longtime friend to
yes.
the show.
We have a
lady
history.
That we first discovered as a result of Santa Claus.
Yes, because she's related to Santa Claus.
Yeah, she really is.
Yes. Santa George was a regular mm-hmm. on our show.
And those of you who are longtime listeners, you heard a radio road test that we did with Santa of Santa's sleigh.
Which was brilliant. It was so good because we had no script and Santa took us around his sleigh and he gave us all of the specs of his sleigh and it was just so cool. And as we say, Jamie Holasia is related to Santa. Mm-hmm. In fact, I think the first time you told us you were listening to the show, you happened to get off work, turned on the radio, and there was your grandpa on the radio.
That's the truth. Yeah, it was. He had passed in June of 2005. And I was coming out of the mines in December of 2005, and I literally turned the key in my ignition, and Grandpa's voice came out of the radio, and I started crying. It was the first Christmas without Grandpa.
But it wasn't bad, though, to hear
it was
Santa,
wonderful.
Santa
no,
George.
It was wonderful. It was very heartening. You know, when I told my family about it, too, and we were all just so absolutely touched and honored that you remembered him in such a lovely way.
Oh, well,
great.
We couldn't believe that this man would take telephone calls on Black Friday. We would do the morning show mm-hmm. the Friday after Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And he was so incredible. If the show ended and there was a child left on the line, he said to the producer, take that child's name and number. And he would spend the morning calling kids
yeah.
that did not get on the radio.
Because he was Santa Claus.
He really. Was Santa Claus. Yeah. I loved him so much. And, of course, his wife was, well,
that's
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. My grandmother, Bernice.
Was very special, too. Yeah. Is your dad listening tonight in Florida?
You know what? He said that he was listening and then the stream died, so I'm sure that he's going to try to get back in.
Okay. Yeah. He might be listening the old-fashioned way. In the car, in the driveway.
That's true. Well, I don't know if you can do that in St. Pete, though. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah. He's a little far.
You never know. It is nighttime, so who knows?
Well, Jamie mentioned the mines, and that's when you're working at Kingston Mines.
I used to work at Kingston Mines. I work at Blues on Halsted now, from mm-hmm. what I've heard. I'm only the second person in history to work at both bars, so it's kind of a to make that cross across Halsted Street is evidently a big thing.
Live to tell about it, is that it?
And put that on my gravestone.
Right.
And you were nice enough to, excuse me, I need some grapes.
You need champagne.
Yeah, that's
you were nice enough to bring Giles Corey with you tonight.
Yes, I'm very, very excited to have Giles here tonight. Being the music fans that you guys are, I thought you guys would appreciate Giles.
Hi, Giles.
Hello.
Been around forever, and he's
forever. Jesus.
Well, not. No, he's played with so many people that you know, I've heard you guys talk about.
Otis Rush and Billy
sure.
Branch, and, right, to name a few.
Yep.
Well, what are you guys going to do for us?
You know what? I think I'm going to do the first song just for good luck's sake, since the first New Year's Eve I was with you guys. We had such a nice time. So I'll do the first song I did with you guys. It's a Janis Joplin song, actually. She wrote it, Turtle Blues. I'm a mean, mean woman. Oh, where'd you go? Sorry, a little bit. We're going to start this over again? All right. I'm a mean, mean woman. I don't mean no one man, no good. don't mean no one man no good. I just treat them like I want to. I never treat them like I should. I once said I once had a daddy who said he was gonna give me everything inside. Said I once had a daddy, and the man said he was gonna give me everything inside. I said, baby, I want that sunshine. And that man, he pulled the stars all from the night. I'm not the kind of woman who will make your life a bed of ease. I'm not the kind of woman who will make your life a bed of ease. But if you wanna go out drinking, won't you invite me along, please? Like a turtle, I'm just hiding underneath this hardened shell. Said I'm like a turtle, hiding underneath this hardened shell. But I'm very well protected, 'cause I know this love too well. Call me mean, call me evil, I've been called much worse of things around. We're going. Call me mean, call me evil, I've been called much worse of things around. But I'm gonna take good care of myself. Ain't no one gonna dog me down.
Yes. Put your hand on the radio, say amen, everybody.
Hey, you got the audience outside all fired up, too. That
yes.
was crazy.
If you're just joining us, that's Jamie Halaysia and Giles Corey.
I literally felt the room move, and then I realized, yeah, you got some power.
I thought that too. I was like, is there a protest? What's going on? I heard a noise.
They wanted you to look around while you were singing, so they're pounding on the glass. It was so crazy.
Oh, my gosh. That's so cool. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jamie. The singing waitress is what we call her. Chicago's own Jamie Halaysia and Giles Corey. We're going to take a quick break. Let her, you know, mingle with her fans and come back here on WGN Radio.
Tonight, it's Steve King and Johnny Putman's 21st Life After Dark Cheap Date New Year's Eve Extravaganza live from the WGN Allstate Showcase Studio.
What is that?
We got a chicken to come loose there, in here.
I'm just wondering if there's a leash on that thing.
Someone choke that chicken.
You do have a nurse there.
I couldn't resist.
Choke that chicken? Sounds good.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. He's Steve King. And
yes, this is not Patty Vasquez.
I got dizzy all of a sudden.
Trust me, she's not here tonight.
Oh. We're having a good time. You can text us, and we're getting a whole bunch of texts in. We got text from Destin, Florida, down the road from our house in PCB.
Oh, yeah.
So they're going to swing by and check on the house, they
say. Okay, good.
There's a lot of activity going on along the beach.
Good.
A listener says, wish Paula was on the air tonight. Just a little update on Ms. Paula Cooper. Mm-hmm. Colonel Cooper, who was our newswoman forever and had been our producer for some time, she is living happily back in Missouri.
Yeah.
She and her husband got a little piece of land mm-hmm. with a little lake out back, and that's what she'd always dreamed of doing, and so she's mighty, mighty happy. So,
well, speaking of updates, I'm going to segue for a second here.
Yeah.
At some point tomorrow, you're going to want to check our Both Sides Now blog.
Yes.
And if you haven't checked that out, easiest way to do that, go to steveandjohnny.com, steveandjohnny.com. You will find links to all the places we hang out on the Internet. And one of those is our blog. And we have had so many people for such a long time asking about a lady that was a big part of our show for many, many years, the Barrow Easter Bunny, Fran Tate.
Mm-hmm.
And you had a wonderful experience yesterday.
I got to talk with Fran.
Oh.
I was just tickled because I had called a number that I had been given to bypass the care facility.
But don't give away all the
well,
all the secrets.
The great thing is Fran is all there. That's all I'm going to tell.
She's really
all
is.
There, and she is just full of energy and excitement, and I was just so
And let me back up for a second. For anybody who's new to our conversations and don't know who the heck Fran Tate is, long, long story short, years ago, very cold night, colder than this, and we were all complaining about how cold it was, and we said, well, there must be someplace colder on the planet. And it turned out it was Barrow, Alaska. So we called up to Barrow, Alaska, got the police chief in Barrow, Alaska, and he said, you got to talk to Fran Tate. Who's Fran Tate? We talked with Fran. Fran was originally an engineer on the Alaska pipeline.
Right.
When she got to Barrow, Alaska,
the
she
only
found
woman.
Out that there was no good restaurant, so she started a restaurant.
A Mexican white tablecloth restaurant.
And she started, there was no real sewage company, so she started that.
The Elephant Pot Sewage Company.
And there was no
there was no fresh water that people could walk to the faucet and turn on fresh water to drink. So she put the water in them, and she took it out of them. And
Fran is also the only person to ever have made Johnny Carson cancel all the rest of his guests.
He canceled David Steinberg and Amy Irving one night when Fran was supposed to be the wacky guest that was on for about 4 minutes at the top of the show. And he fell in love with her, so he canceled the guest and she stayed on the entire show.
And we fell in love with her, so we started calling her on a pretty regular basis, and she became one of our cast of characters. You guys were so wonderful, and you started sending things to Fran. Fran is the kind of person who can never accept anything without giving back. So she called us one time and she said, I want to give something back to your listeners. What's your favorite charity? We said Children's Memorial Hospital. Again, I'm trying to make this long story as short as I can. Fran flew down at her own expense to Children's Memorial Hospital to distribute toys that she had paid for.
Hundreds of toys.
She would dress up as the Easter Bunny. And go around to all the kids at Children's Memorial Hospital. This is an amazing, amazing woman.
We would pull a wagon with hundreds of toys in it and try to keep up with her. And she had a terrible turn of luck back in 2013. Her restaurant burned to the ground when she was in Anchorage, Alaska, being treated for her diabetes. Mm-hmm. And it literally broke her heart. And it looked like it broke her spirit, too, when the restaurant burned to the ground. Because she had people who'd been working for her for almost 25 years. Mm-hmm. And they were completely committed to her. And when the restaurant was gone, what would they do to survive in Barrow, top of the world? It's a completely different lifestyle up there. And when she was in Anchorage, she got a bad piece of news. She lost a leg to diabetes. And shortly after she was going through rehab, she forgot. And when she was in a wheelchair, she forgot she didn't have a leg. She stood up and she fell.
And for those of you who wonder, well, how could that happen? There's this phantom sensation. If you have had a limb removed, you will still, for a period of time, have a phantom sensation that you still have that limb.
Well, sadly, she stood up, fell down, and broke her hip. So it looked like it was just going to be nothing but bad luck. And when I talked to her yesterday, that was the friend that we know and love. And it just really, it made my day. I said, it really was just what I needed to bring a fabulous year to a close for us. It was the cherry on top of our year, mm-hmm. our fantastic
and
year.
And Johnny has put together a wonderful blog post that we will post later during the day today.
Right, with all the details of our conversation.
And details on how you can send something.
Yeah, because you and I talked about this, and we're convinced that that really was helpful. That was good medicine, hearing from thousands of you WGN listeners who took the time to send her a card, a letter, a postcard, a note. I guess her walls are plastered with cards and letters. And I feel, you know, maybe when you were dropping that card in the mail, you said, well, hopefully she'll get to see. It was medicine. It was good medicine for
her. I'm convinced it was.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of good medicine, I think we should shut up and let Jamie and Giles. Well, that sounds like a duo.
Jamie and Giles.
Yeah, I like that. What you guys want to do?
You want to do your song, my friend? Giles has a really cool song off of his CD that I thought you guys would enjoy.
Hello.
You want to go through that?
It's the same thing. So this is a song that I wrote, and it is not autobiographical. I want everyone to know that.
Okay.
It's a supposition called Time Flies When You're Drunk. Time flies when you're drunk. I never would have thought that old woman would be on my mind after all these years. I look through the tears at my half-empty beer. I know I don't have the means to fill it. Soil, they can till it. Cavities, they fill it. But my poor broken heart can't be mended. My life has been upended. I cannot be defended. No, no. Time flies when you're drunk. I never would have thought that old woman would be on my mind after all these years. It was a dark and rainy day. The sun withheld her rays. And a very, very angry woman was throwing me out. First there was shouting.
Sorry.
Well, no, don't say sorry. That she was yelling at me. Then there was pouting. Before long, I got back to drinking.
Throwing you off.
I know you are.
All right.
No, it's good. We're in the story. So she's that's fine because she's yelling at me. I'm out of the house.
Well, that's what I usually
it's
do.
Good.
Anyway. Okay.
But I heard those glasses clinking, and it got me to thinking, what on earth was that old girl going on about? And that's when I realized. Time flies when you're drunk. I never would have thought that old woman would be on my mind after all these years. One more time, Jamie. Time flies when you're drunk. I never would have thought that old woman would be on my mind after all these years. That's about how it should sound.
And the funny thing is, he's just now having a champagne. Just now. is Giles Corey and Jamie Holasia, Chicago's own. Giles, you actually come from what part of the world? Because you came here to go to school, right?
How do you know this stuff?
There's a thing called the internets. Yeah. You know, you look up people's names.
No, I grew up in Connecticut, but I came here in 1993.
To go to the University of Chicago.
Indeed.
Right. Yes. And for people who are literature fans, they know the name Giles Corey.
Well, maybe.
Well, they should. You know what? They should be ashamed of themselves if they don't know about the man who was burned at the stake. So
he was not burned.
Oh, he was not burned.
He was pressed by rocks.
Oh, well.
I hate when that happens.
Oh, well. It's hard rock, man.
Darn. We were going to do the burning after one, but now we have to find big rocks.
You know, you guys unleashed me. You just let your letters sing. And...
Okay. Yeah. We're going to take a quick break and come back. You're listening to the Patty Vasquez Show. He's Steve, and I'm Johnny, and this is WGN. Let's see, we have a pigeon, we have a chicken, and now we have an ostrich that's been let loose in here. Can we hear that ostrich one more time?
I thought that was a Kardashian.
It was a Kardashian. Oh, whoa.
Sorry.
That was an ostrich. Wait, time out. For those of you who are in the studio, look across the street. Are you seeing flames?
Yeah, they're all night. They're on purpose.
They're on purpose. They're flames on purpose.
Yeah.
That's odd. I'm looking across the street and...
it's like the patio heaters.
It's on the patio and the flames are like 6 feet tall?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
And your point is?
It's warm in here too. Maybe it's because I'm looking at the flames. Jamie Holasia and Giles Corey are in the studio. And I want to give a shout out to Slats and Frigid Fontana. If Magoo is here, he knows Slats.
I know Slats.
You know Slats? Okay, well, Magoo's coming up, so hang in there, Slats. All right.
Magoo's coming up, and also Empty Pockets coming up.
Yep.
Tom Appella's in the studio with us.
Wayne Jancic. Ronnie's still here.
Patrick Crispin, Christine Crispin, and Partridge in a Pear Tree. But we're going to shut up and let Jamie burn some more blues. What you want to do?
Burn some more blues. So notice you asked the other people, what is your New Year's tradition? So I think you have to leave something behind. That's kind of what I'm doing. I had something, a little bit of heartbreak in this last year. So I'm trying to leave it behind by singing it out of my system. And that's my New Year's tradition. Is that cool?
I love
it.
Works
for me.
Yeah.
This is actually, Steve, you'll appreciate it. It's a Big Mama Thornton song.
All right.
So all of you, please bear with me. I think I've been laughing so much tonight that my glitter has already kind of fallen onto my cheekbones, but the mascara is about to go. So, Though you left me, I'll never know. I hate to tell friends wherever I go. I've played a losing game, but life goes on just the same. I was happy right from the start. Now I'm so lonely since you broke my heart, that I played a losing game, but life goes on just the same. I know into each life that there's always a little rain, but I'll never, never understand why my life has so much pain. Maybe one day you'll tell me why you had to hurt me. Oh, child, leave me here to cry. I played a losing game, but life goes on just the same.
And Giles Corey, and she had a great audience that gathered outside. They were hanging on to every word. They were jamming with you, Jamie.
Is it just me, or is this a great way to start a year?
Yeah. Awesome. And, you know, we have a tradition. Whatever you're doing on New Year's Eve into New Year's Day, you will do the rest of the year.
Absolutely.
And I like the, you know, the thought that we could just be hanging out with friends and playing music and eating good food and
it works.
Drinking champagne, and gosh, that was great, Jamie. Thank you.
I hope I didn't bum that. Was that too much? I'm sorry.
No, stop it. Stop it, girl.
I'm going to cry.
Go, apologize. Go take pictures of your fans.
Yes, I'm going to do. That's kind of cool. Thank you, guys. Thank
we
got
to take a break. More coming up. Stay with us, WGN.
Now back to Steve King and Johnny Putman's 21st Life After Dark Cheap Date New Year's Eve Extravaganza.
Did I hear a Star Wars fighter go by or something? What was
you
that?
Did.
You know, I think that we're losing our energy.
Well, and I think we were having way too much fun at 1 o'clock. We forgot that we were supposed to check in with Orion
in
Scottsdale,
midnight
Arizona.
Countdown. Yes.
Orion, has it turned to 2016? Well, and he's not there.
He's not happy with us. He decided to go celebrate 2016. Well, we tried.
We tried to get to him.
We literally got so swept up in the crowd outside and then Jamie's tune. And
that was a genuine moment.
Wow.
Really all was. Right, here we are.
Hey, Orion.
There he is.
They're calling to ask you if you're there. That's Craig on the other line.
Yes, I hear the phone ringing. Anyway, Happy New Year
happy
from
New
the
Year.
Valley of the Sun in Arizona.
Happy New Year to you and Gloria.
Well, I tell you, we have a big party here in the house. And Scottsdale. There are three people here to celebrate.
My you got
son
bubble wrap?
And daughter have gone to bed, but my grandson and granddaughter are here with Gloria, and they just made a little noise. So Happy New Year.
Well, thank you for joining us, because it is a tradition. This is our 21st live.
It was 21 years ago that we did the first Cheap Date Life After Dark New Year's
and
Eve party.
And we turned to Orion because you would be in Arizona.
I remember it well. Mm-hmm. And, of course, for the last 4 years, I've been in Pasadena to do the co-hosting of the Tournament of Roses parade. But because of the earlier heart work they did on me, we decided to take a vacation from that this year, and we'll go back to it again next year.
All right. Well, we know you will, too.
Yes.
2015 has been an incredible year for you, but 2016, the way you go, it's going to be a whole lot better.
Well, I think so. Yeah, I now have a cow valve, and I now have a pig valve in my heart, so I can literally say agriculture is in my blood.
Oh, gosh.
So, anyway, that never
gets old in my book, really, Orion.
Well, I tell you what I did during this week, and it's a cold time in the desert. I can't remember a December where we've had this long a cold spell. We're having frost about every night, but it's going to warm up for the weekend because we've got Fiesta Bowl tomorrow. We've got the Cactus Bowl on Saturday. We had the Green Bay Packers in town over the weekend, last weekend. And then, of course, they'll have the college championship here a week from Monday. So the valley is packed with people.
Oh, I just got to say what I just heard behind me, because we have our two kids from California here.
Yes.
And they're huge Alabama fans, so I just heard, Roll Tide, Roll Tide.
Well, they will be here. There's
no
doubt of that.
Yes.
The Notre Dame, Ohio State people are here from the Midwest, and the Green Bay Packer fans were all over the place
last
few days. But they went home very sad after their
game. That's right.
So.
Well, Orion, our love to Gloria and to you, and we look forward to seeing you in 2016 many times.
Look forward to seeing you and enjoying dinner with you. And enjoying
absolutely.
You at WGN when you have the opportunity.
And I want to back up and tell a tale out of 2015.
Yes.
Actually, it happened in
2014. December of 14.
Orion was the person who was responsible for pointing us in the direction of the publishers we ultimately went with for our book. We had dinner with Orion and Gloria, and they said, you know, if you're serious about this, here's some people you got to talk to. And we did, and we couldn't be happier. Orion, thank you, thank you, thank you. And yes, when you get back, we owe you dinner.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll take dinner. You don't owe it to me, but the opportunity to sit down and enjoy dinner. And you had the same great experience with Steve and Diane on book publishing that we had. And I know you're doing well and will continue to do well.
Thank you, Orion. Take care. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
He's one of a kind, just a terrific.
See, I'm shy when I don't want to act up around Orion.
No, we love him, and it's been quite a year for him.
And he
you talk about the Energizer Bunny.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. 55, celebrating his anniversary here at the radio station, five years.
Yeah.
And not a year goes by that in November when we all mark the passing of President Kennedy that I don't think about the fact that Orion was actually on the air that day.
Yeah.
You know, when you hang out with him, it's like you're hanging out with a history book.
Yeah.
And he looks younger all the time, which is even crazier. Yeah, he's got a picture in his attic.
I think he does. Well, we have a studio full of people.
We do.
And we have some people who are nice enough to come on down and hang out with us. Empty Pockets coming up in a little bit. But a man that we first met back in the days of Hello Dave, right? That was the first time that we encountered Magoo?
Indeed. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And Magoo,
how many years ago was that?
Yeah.
I would go with lots.
Yes.
Yeah.
To be accurate, lots.
Well, okay. By day.
Like 18, maybe.
Yeah.
By day, Magoo is the cheese man, the cheese czar, right?
I'm working on it.
At Whole Foods. Yeah. Where's your location?
I'm in Deerfield.
In Deerfield. Oh, yeah. Good. We're going to stop by and
anytime.
Aggravate you.
Yeah, for sure.
He brought some good stuff here tonight, along with some champagne and his guitar. So what are you going to do for us?
Well, I guess because it's become one of my friends and my fans' favorite things. It's a Warren Haynes tune.
Yeah.
And I did it with Howard Levy on your very last night.
Yep.
Yeah, and that was awesome. And I managed to get my lasso out. Giles was heading out the door.
You brought it back in.
Got the lasso out. And,
he was that close to being out the door.
We snuck him back in, so we're going to try it this way.
All right.
Can't find a light that guides you through a cloudy day. When your stars ain't shining bright, it feels like you lost your way. When the candlelights of home burn so very, very far away. Well, baby, you gotta let your soul shine. It's just like my daddy used to say. He used to say soul shine is better than sunshine, is better than moonshine, is damn sure better than the rain. And now people don't mind, I feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine. Shine on till the break of day. I grew up thinking that I had it made. Somehow, Lord, I could make it on my own. But life can take the strongest man, make him feel like he's stuck in this world alone. And sometimes I feel that cold wind blowing through my aching bones. I look back to what my daddy said. He said, boy, in that darkness before the dawn, let your soul shine better than sunshine, better than moonshine, it's damn sure better than the rain. And now people don't mind, I feel this way sometimes. You gotta let your soul shine. Shine on till the break of day. Sometimes a man, he can feel this certain emptiness, like a woman has robbed him of his very soul. A woman to learn, Lord, she can feel just like this, babe. When that feeling hits your soul, just let Giles take control. He can feel this certain emptiness, like a woman has robbed him of his very soul. A
woman to learn. Lord, she can feel just like this baby. When that feeling hits your soul, let your spirit take control and talk about the soul shine. It's better than sunshine. It's better than moonshine. It's damn sure better than the rain. Sometimes you gotta let your soul shine, shine on till the break of day. It's better than sunshine, it's better than moonshine, it's damn sure better than the rain. It's better than sunshine, better than moonshine. Damn sure better than the rain. It's better than sun. And Lord, it's better than sunshine. It's better than moonshine. It's damn sure better than the rain.
Somebody hose this studio off now.
I hope your daddy was able to stay awake for that. We sent your dad to bed this afternoon. We said, Jim, take a nap.
I saw that. That was awesome.
Magoo and Giles Corey with us in the studio tonight. Wow, that was excellent. And that was for Slats and Jamie. Janice. I don't know if you know a Janice or a Jamie. Anyway, I told you, look at the texts that are coming in. People are requesting you sing that song. That is really cool. Wow. We're going to take a break. Time is going by way too fast. Stay with us here on WGN.
Is the extraordinary sound of Doyle Dykes. Doyle has been a longtime friend, extraordinary guitar player, and he's, I'm not sure where he is in the world right now, but he's nice enough to check in with us. Hey, Doyle, Happy New Year, buddy.
Hi, Doyle.
And happy New Year, Steve and Johnny. How are you?
Good, good. You were listening in the car as you were heading south, right?
Yeah, I'm at my mother's house right now in Jacksonville, Florida, and I took out my guitar and just to prove her.
Wow.
That's my first ticking of the whole year right there. So.
That's right.
That's cool.
And as we said earlier, whatever you do on New Year's Eve into New Year's Day, you're going to do the rest of the year. And boy, we want you to do that the rest of the year and the rest of our life.
Oh, thanks, Johnny. I tell you what, it was so. We were riding down the road. We decided to get off I-75. I decided to take my mother actually home a day early, and I'm working down in the area here in Jacksonville this weekend. And she's been with us in Tennessee for Christmas, of course. And we were trying to find something on the radio, you know, a New Year's program, and there was nothing live. I said, Mom, there are no live shows. I mean, everything is recorded. And then we heard this faint station because it was very, very cloudy and raining. Mm-hmm. And it sounded like you guys. And I'm saying, oh, my goodness. And I texted, and we were in Waycross at the time. And then I just got my my phone, and I live streamed them. Oh, my gosh, they are on the radio. And it was so refreshing to us. We've had so much fun. And it just made our trip. Really
that is did. So cool.
Oh, that's a very cool story.
Yeah, because I know we've kept you company over the years as you've driven around the country to perform.
Well, I should have known you would be on tonight. But I really
that's
didn't.
Right.
I didn't think of it. I mean, I was only home twice, I think, in the month of December
until wow.
So Christmas Eve. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was actually in Vancouver, B.C. was the last date I had. You know, something very interesting, I felt impressed to ask Mark Jones, son of Grandpa and Ramona Jones, mm-hmm. to join me on a tour in Texas. And I didn't say anything when I talked with him because he told me his mother had just been put in the hospital, and then she actually passed away. Ramona would have been 92. Oh. But we had the biggest time in Texas, and he said it really made his Christmas, and it really made mine, too. I mean, it was just a wonderful time to share Grandpa's stories, and he did the Christmas guest, you know, that Grandpa did mm-hmm. every Christmas, and told some pretty amazing stories that I may, I know you have a tight schedule tonight that I may share with you sometime soon, but so one of those Marfalite, as we call it,
right.
events, and hard to explain, but we just had a great time. So, yeah, I've been very busy.
You
and,
have.
Thank God for that.
And Doyle was kind enough to do a chapter in our book.
Yes.
With his memories of Les Paul, yeah, which is just,
thank you so much for doing that, Doyle.
Great pictures taken by your daughter, Holly. And just a terrific
oh, yeah.
story, too. Well, before you get out of here, the young man that you heard singing when you were on hold is Magoo. And he did the song Soul Shine. And he's a fan of yours, so he's still sitting by the microphone. So, Magoo, this is Doyle Magoo.
We hung out in the green room a few times.
That's right. You were in the green room when we had you come down to watch him perform.
Yeah, Doyle's daughter came in.
That's
it was fantastic.
Yes.
And we saw him at the church as well.
That's right.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all of you.
Thank
and,
you.
Thanks so much for letting me come on. I didn't expect this, but it was wonderful. My mother's in the next room listening, so Martha's listening.
Well, hi to Martha.
Hey, Martha. And happy
So you're going to be hanging out in Martha's kitchen?
Well, hey, it's in the next room right next to me, so you bet. And the grandkids are down here. Of course, you know we have an Emmylou now.
I know.
All, mm-hmm. all that started on your show.
I know. Emmylou and Emmett started on our show when they got when Haley and Jake got engaged on our show, which was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, again, Happy New Year, Doyle. We love you and can't wait to catch up with you in the new year.
Love you too, Johnny. Steve, love you, brother. God
Thank
bless you.
You
guys.
Bye bye now.
Nice meeting you, my good too.
Bye bye now.
What an extraordinary man he is.
Oh, gosh.
And we're so privileged to have him as a friend.
And don't you love technology that he's driving along? And you know, we're always trying to pick up distant stations.
Yeah.
And whenever we're driving to Florida, we're always trying to pick up GN to see how far south we can get the station. It depends upon the weather and the time of the year. But the fact that he just reaches over and gets his iPhone and dials
I'm,
it up.
I'm not
boom,
surprised
boom.
That happened. This whole show has had kind of a special feel tonight.
Absolutely.
So. We got to take a break. More coming up. Stay with us at WGN.
Misericordia is a community of care for more than 600 children and adults with developmental disabilities located on a beautiful 31-acre campus in Chicago. Misericordia residents thrive in work opportunities in its bakery, packaging, coffee, and art departments, and on-site greenhouse in restaurant. These opportunities are also available to volunteers like you, who are the strength of Misericordia. You can help by volunteering or donating. Just visit misericordia.org.
I'm Larry Potter.
I'm Robert Baumgartner.
We don't call WGN Morning News the must-watch morning news for nothing.
Will Ferrell.
Tom Hanks.
I think we've scared the children.
You know what show you're on.
With so much to see every day, we certainly wouldn't call ourselves the maybe you should just watch morning news.
We are must-watch because we bring our viewers the local news, weather, traffic, and sports they want in the morning.
Plus my charm, my beauty, and don't forget people love to hear me sing.
My ears are bleeding just thinking about it.
The WGN must-watch morning news, weekdays 4 to 10 on WGN-TV.
Oh, bleep. You realize we've only got a half hour left in this
show?
I know.
And some people are parting because, well, they've done their part.
Yes.
And, it's tough.
Magoo is hanging out. We'll get a little more from Magoo.
Ronnie's still here.
Ronnie's still here.
And, Wayne's here.
And honestly,
Tom.
I want, if empty pockets are driving in, I want them to relax.
Yes.
Okay, because
traffic is really crazy.
We get that traffic is crazy, and it's been just nuts trying to get to the downtown area.
Josh and Erica are coming from a gig,
yeah,
and I'm sure that was kind of chaotic, too, so just take a deep breath. And
just,
yes.
Just, everything's okay.
Amazing. We lost two, we gained four. Jamie and Giles walked out and four walked in. That's pretty. Steve. Honey.
Chewbacca.
Hey, he sounds like Chewie, doesn't he? Chewbacca, put down the noisemaker. Oh, my goodness. Empty Pockets came over from a gig that they did tonight over at the Yacht Club. Magoo is still with us. Magoo, before you put that guitar down, you've been so great. You've been the greatest host behind me. You've been welcoming people in, giving them cheese and champagne, and we love you for that. But we want you to sing another tune for us.
Okay. I don't know if it's the most uplifting thing I've ever written, but I figured I'd drop my D and I'd do the title track off the record. This is called Lone. Had to clip my wings, keep away the bee stings and a body in dread. Watching bigger birds fly, hiding where the dreams cry, drowning in my air. There isn't much to do here, say the voices in my ear as they run and play. Up and down on these swings, feels like when the phone rings all day. This is what it means to be alone. That's wrong, no one's at home. The more I live, the more I lie. Had to turn my loud down and only swirled my world brown with a wicked arm. I'm searching for my own sound, a desert where the sun drowned, fearing what's become. This is what it means to be alone. The lights are on, one's at home. The more I live, the more I lie. And the more I lie, the more I. Thank you.
isn't much to do here. The voice in my ear as they scream and shout. I hope they had their fun. It's a battle that I've won. I'm gonna show them all the door and let them out. So this is what it means to be alone. Lights are on, my cover's blown. The more I live, the more I lie. And the more I lie, the more I die. The more I live, the more I lie. And here I lie, and here I died.
Wow.
Come to me now.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Wow.
The blatant plug light just went on, so if people want to get your album, they can get it where?
Oh, man, I have to admit, MagooMusic.com is still there, but it looks a little goofy. My my widget or whatever it is ran out, and I didn't renew it because I've been, you know, doing other things.
Yes.
So it looks like I should be selling, like, forks or spoons or ladles or something, but it's still there. And you can go there or on Reverb Nation or Magoo at Facebook.
Right. Magoo at Facebook. Stuff. I just told a listener from a 919 and a 309 area code to go to Magoo Music at Facebook. Magoo
yeah,
at
that's
Facebook.
All good stuff.
Yeah.
And I'll be playing with my buddy's Backyard Cohort on January 28th at the House of Blues.
Here in Chicago.
Yep. Help make a record with those guys with Rick Barnes at Rax Tracks. It was so awesome. And yeah, doing some original music at the House of Blues that night. So.
And you also post your solo stuff on your Facebook page so people can follow you there.
I do. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And then if you're in the Deerfield Whole Foods, stop by and say hi to the cheese guy.
Exactly.
That would
get
be
some cheese. Yes,
that
yes.
would be
sure.
Magoo.
Or we can talk guitars, whatever.
Exactly. Talk
warm up for anything.
If they want to make a record, they can come by and see you, right?
We can talk whiskey, too.
Okay.
There you go. We're going to take, I know it's not time for a break yet, but let's take a quick break and then.
Musical chairs on.
Musical chairs and empty pockets.
Thanks.
So stay with us.
Now back to Steve King and Johnny Putman's 21st Life After Dark Cheap Date New Year's Eve extravaganza.
Okay. We only have 13 minutes. Give me that damn
someone's
thing.
Someone's horn is broken.
Give it to me. He's so much better than that. He is. He was a pigeon, and then he was a chicken, then he was Chewbacca. Gee. Well, we have empty pockets. And for people who are just tuning in, they're going, really? What happened?
Yes.
We met Empty Pockets in Lombard earlier last year.
We were out there with the Les Paul exhibit.
Yes.
And also for our book.
Right. Josh and Erica were out there performing. So they are just two of their group, Empty Pockets. But the whole group was at the Yacht Club tonight performing at 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock. And you hightailed it over here.
We sure did.
Okay. Let's get you to play something for us, okay?
All right, let's do something a little Christmassy. We just got back from Saigon, and now we're going to take a little staycation.
Okay.
And this song is about a staycation. Let's not wait till sunlight. The timing now feels just right. I'm coming over to you. Darling, go put on your snowshoes. On second thought, let's snowshoes. Not where we're going to. Start before the dawn, waste the day. heralded by wispy clouds of gray. If you get to choose where and when you can be, I hope you choose right here and now with me.
With me. Baby,
why resist
temptation
on a make-believe vacation? There's no in-between.
Darling,
you can hug the pillows,
pretend the plants are willows,
the dishwashers are stream. We might sleep right through the afternoon, oh yeah. Wake before that rising city moon. If you get to choose where and when you can be, well, I hope you choose right here and now with me.
Ooh. Oh, Tenenbaum, oh, Tenenbaum. Oh, Tenenbaum, oh, Tenenbaum, baby, let's not wait till sunlight. The timing now feels just right. I'm coming over to you, oh, darling, go put on your snowshoes. On second thought, let's no shoes, not where we're going to.
Yeah, yeah, we'll stop before the dawn and waste the day.
Ooh.
Heralded by wispy clouds of gray. If you get to choose where and when you can be, well, I hope choose right here and now with me.
With me.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
we're all busy taking pictures. That was, you know, really sweet.
Every time I hear one of your songs, the same thought crosses my brain. Why are they not on the top of all the charts on the planet? You guys are so good.
From your lips, my friend.
Can we take you everywhere with us?
Wow, that was really, really good. And you said you just got back from this crazy, amazing trip to Saigon.
We were following you guys on Facebook.
Oh,
it's a pretty
yeah.
amazing story. Do you want to share just a little bit of that story?
Or, sure.
Or what you did? It's yeah. so cool.
So I'm 30 now. Yikes.
So don't get into the age card.
No, get in line.
It will turn surly.
So 14 years ago when I was 16, my mother and I traveled to Ho Chi Minh City to adopt my brother, William. And my life changed because I saw this place that is simultaneously beautiful and, I don't know, Danny, what would you say? Our drummer Danny's here.
It was just immaculate. It was amazing. It was like nothing. I didn't know civilization worked like that.
Right. It's a reminder of like all of this whole world is operating mm-hmm. and we have no idea. America is so different. So I went back a couple more times and my mom wanted to take my siblings. So I said, why don't we do some sort of fundraiser and take the whole band?
Now, your mom, you guys actually adopted more than just
yeah,
your brother.
She ended up adopting three more children, mm-hmm. two from China.
God bless her.
And one more from Vietnam. Yeah. So we visited both of their orphanages, which was a super intense day mm-hmm. for everyone.
Makes you really realize how much we have in America.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And
played
you guys played for them?
Six concerts while we were in Vietnam. It was so wild. It's hard to articulate. You know, it's very – Saigon itself is extremely crazy city. It's a type of place where the traffic is so intense, you're better off literally closing your eyes and slowly walking across the
just
street.
And hoping for the best.
That's so true. That's
not
true.
Not exaggerating. Yeah. Right. That's true. You know, the food is intense.
Well, now, did you perform to raise money for the orphanages?
Yeah, exactly. We did. We performed. You know, what's interesting is that...
We actually weren't raising money for the orphanage. We were raising money to feed kids in rural Vietnam.
Even poorer than the orphanage kids, actually. Even worse off. What's interesting about Vietnam, it's such a wild place. You know, the Vietnam War ended in 1975. And so there's no culture of giving. There's no such thing as charity. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're sort of trying to bring, is give our own money, money from the U.S. and get some. We had some artists, some Vietnamese rock bands, mm-hmm. join us on stage and sort of try to help tell the story of, like, we need to help these people. If nobody mm-hmm. is, if we don't do it, who's going
to
do it?
Now, did your brother get to go with you?
Yeah, he did. You know, William, he doesn't speak because he had a couple of strokes because of malnutrition when he was really young. So that's what we were fundraising for. Malnutrition. I realize I'm talking fast right now. I'm on Tokyo time. And it was just
an amazing story.
Bizarre, seeing everything. Danny was there for the first time. Erica, you too. What'd you guys think?
It was a life-changing experience.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Sure. And you guys literally just got back.
Yeah,
right?
Got back.
That's crazy. Thank you so much for doing what you did.
Thanks.
And your mom, what a special.
Yeah, she's the best.
She's the best.
She's a wild lady.
And those kids are amazing. So, you know, when we go to those orphanages and you see what their life could have been like, all you can think to yourself is, not only would I not have had these kids in my life, but their life would have been insanely different.
You can see some pictures on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ The Empty Pockets Band. My favorite moment was Christmas Day dinner. My mom made us all go around, the whole group of 13, and say what they were thankful for. And my sister Abigail is just a little kid, and she looks at everybody and says, "I'm thankful that I was adopted." It's crushing.
Broke your heart.
Oh my God!
In a most beautiful way.
And so beautiful.
Yeah.
God. Well, we're just thrilled. You know, it makes you thankful for America too.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is an amazing place.
You just brought me to tears tonight.
And I hate to do this, but we've got about 2 minutes left to three minutes left in the show.
Yeah,
this
then is they're going to get a big hook for all of us, all 20 of us.
Get the hook.
All right, can you do something for us in just a couple of minutes?
Absolutely. Okay. Thank you so much for having us. We love
being for being had.
This will be the AM version of whatever you're going to do, okay?
I got the timer right in front of me.
I've been traveling far too long to find a place,
I belong.
Place where I belong.
Oh, yeah, I will travel,
I once knew a girl and
she was my whole world. Couldn't be.
It just could not
be. Yeah, well, now I'll travel free.
I'd like to believe in a place there for me.
Maybe all I want to know.
All I want to know.
I'm tired of faking these dreams now I'm taking.
On my road I go. I've been traveling far too long.
Yeah.
To find a place I will travel on.
Oh, you know I'll travel on.
All right. Nice.
That was wonderful. Gosh.
Thank you.
You know, people can see you performing in Chicago, right?
Absolutely.
The Empty Pockets, and they can follow you, and they can get your music there, and come out and see you, and show. Oh, gosh. Yeah. It was so great to have you stop by here tonight.
Thanks so much for having us.
We're so glad to be here. Thank you, guys.
Well, our thanks to Ronnie Rice.
Woo!
Yes.
Ronnie!
Yeah. Ronnie's been in the house. He rocked the house. He got everybody all warmed up, right?
Yeah. Jamie Halaysia.
Giles Corey. And Magoo. And Magoo, who's still here. And Lindsay was with Magoo. And let's see, we've got Tom Appel and Jill. And
we didn't
you,
even get to talk to Tom.
I know.
Tom, hi, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
Okay, now we've talked to Tom.
Wayne Jancic and Linda are here with us. Our Patrick and Christine from Southern California. Roll Tide. We got Dr. Dyke here.
You know, all the things we didn't get to do, so we'll probably have to come back for another drive-by at some point.
Yes, let's do that.
Your New Year's baby, too.
Oh, our New Year's baby.
Yes.
I put a picture up on Facebook of the New Year's baby.
How delightful.